Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, time to catch you up on the headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Lauren Heike's killer has been caught.
Phoenix police say a lot of tips came in, and just a day later, that is when they showed up to this neighborhood and took this suspect into custody, saying that they, quote, have their guy.
He told police about an internal struggle with his sexuality and was, quote, concerned about the salvation of his soul due to his thoughts, end quote. He is now being held on $1 million cash bond. He had a prior arrest that got plead down. Is the early release where we, as a public safety concern, begin our questioning?
Yeah, I wonder. I think we have to start there. I think we have to start with what his mental health was back then. Were there concerns about his mental health? If there were, why was there not counseling that was ordered if there wasn't? I think a big part of that also is what did he do to earn parole, or I should say probation? Because we know that not only did he get time served for the time he spent in jail during his time before he pleaded guilty, but he also then was allowed to leave early and is on probation. I think that's a very basic place to start with this, because this is the we as a society deserve answers, but this family deserves justice.
Last night at a Phoenix Union school board meeting, they made an interesting decision.
The school board members, they voted 4-2 against that student safety committee's recommendation made last month to bring those school resource officers back.
So the safety committee that was commissioned told them SROs need to make a comeback, and they just essentially said, nah, we're good. Are we living in the upside down?
Yeah, it is. It is upside down. And I think what we have here is they say they can revisit, and they will revisit it in June at their next meeting. But unless the public really puts a lot of pressure on the district, this is going to continue to happen. I've seen the pictures. I have the pictures. I've got video of guns and knives and fights on campuses at Phoenix Union High School districts. We do know that at least 2 bags of fentanyl have been taken away from a student and turned over to the police. At what point do you say they deserve better in the schools? All right, you are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day to catch up on the headlines.
In COVID news, the WHO has declared the health emergency over.
It's time for countries to transition from emergency mode to managing COVID-19 alongside other infectious diseases.
The CDC director has also announced she will be stepping down from her position, citing a transition from the pandemic. How do you feel about these decisions?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, when you look at the guesswork that was done, we knew some of it was going to be that this was brand new to everybody. But it was the political vitriol that if you were on one side of this or the other, that's the part of it we didn't need to do. The shutdowns were bad enough. That was a part of whether it was necessary or not. The schools, for as long as they were closed. Now is a time when we should be going back and doing a thorough debrief on how it was handled, what was done, what the science said, and make sure we're better prepared when the next public emergency happens.
Tonight, game 3 for the Phoenix Suns in the second round of the playoffs. What are your predictions for how the game will go? Will we see a game 5?
Yeah, we're going to see definitely more than that. I think the Phoenix Suns come out prepared tonight. I think Devin Booker is still the best player on the floor just about any given time. He's going to show how good he is. This is where KD earns his money because he's been to the finals. He's a champion. I think that the Phoenix Suns' backs are against the wall. They're at home tonight, and I think they pull off a big win. All right, that's Did You Hear This for another day. Great job, Jess.
Thank you, sir.